Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Shit, everybody... you gotta start that again.
So we
fucked up right away.
Okay, start it right now.
Alien theorist in the house. It was good the first time. The second, I can't do it again now.
Oh. Mother of God.
Oh, best intro ever. Mr. Conspiracy's back.
Woo! Put him on the spot and fucked up the intro.
Fucked it all up.
Anyways, yeah, Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 41, Mr. Conspiracy's Power Hour number, I don't know, what, 4 or 5?
I think we've had
four
a few.
4 or 5.
We should not even number them, and just it's just called Mr. Conspiracy's Power Hour hashtag. No number?
Hashtag look it up.
Yeah, just the number symbol, the pound symbol.
Right.
And then no number. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
I am Mr. Conspiracy.
Oh, great. He's back.
He's back.
You make it sound like a bad thing.
Well, that's a great thing. It's good and bad.
Good thing.
It's a love-hate.
It's always bad.
Yeah. We're constantly questioned on why we continue to bring you onto the show.
I've been asking this. Is it me? Am I the one that's asking those questions?
Oh, sometimes.
I'm asking 50%
of the time.
Yeah.
50% of the time, all the time.
So Simonton's pancakes were a big hit.
Yeah. Wow. What is up with that? Everybody really loved that. Pancakes. Extraterrestrial pancakes.
That was maybe the most ridiculous UFO story we've ever had.
Fuck, that was funny.
The best thing is that someone sent us a picture. You can Google Simonton's pancakes, and there's pictures of Mr. Simonton holding his fucking burnt, disgusting looking pancakes. And I was like, I looked at that and I was like, he ate one of those? Like, out of a spaceship? Like, are you kidding me?
Not learning to not take things from strangers, like, especially burnt pancakes.
Especially Italian fucking UFO strangers.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at him right now. What the fuck? It's not like a pancake. It's like a potato, like a deformed, mutated potato chip.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, there's no way I'm eating that. There's no, I'm like, I'm trying some.
Why?
Oh, my God.
But it's, you know, I guess it's from space. It's crazy what people
maybe
eat.
He's just a really polite guy.
Let's get it out there. Would you eat it? Would you eat the space pancake?
Should we do a poll?
Who
would eat Joe Simonton's space
who
pancake?
Who would eat the pancake? I'd eat it. Fuck yeah.
Hold on. Here's this.
I would eat it. I've eaten a meteorite before, so yeah. I would eat the pancake for sure.
Yeah. Okay, a meteorite. Come on. It was a space peanut that fell off an airliner. Frozen shit.
Hey. Oh, bowling bomb.
Blew through a house.
You cannot prove or disprove my theory on what it was.
Okay, am I eating Simonton's pancakes? Like, he's just coming up to me at, like, the farmer's market.
Like, yo,
and he's got those
three
pancakes.
Try this. Guess you'll never guess where I got
Or am I actually Simonton seeing the pancakes being made in the UFO? Because that's
different. You're Simonton. You're Simonton. Somebody fucking lands in front of you.
Then
like,
I'm trying to
want a pancake.
If I actually see him in the UFO, I'm eating.
You're eating them? Yeah, you don't want to be a dick.
But if I'm at the farmer's market and I see Simonton and he's like,
chance.
"These are space pancakes. Try one." I'm going, "Nah."
Try one.
Nah, I'm good. Well, I'm gonna go get some sweet corn.
I think anyone listening to this podcast would eat the space pancake if you're invited into an Italian entity's spaceship for a pancake barbecue. I think we're all eating it. Having a bite.
I hope the next one we do is just as good. Next story.
There's no way in hell.
I'm telling you, I've read about half that book, half of it, and there was some dumb shit in there, man.
You know what? We've had a few, like the flyby when the guy jumps out and fucking shoots some shit.
My favorite was when Buddy pulled his pistol out in his fucking.
That's what it was. Pulls.
I decided not to shoot it.
Yeah, that's straight up gangster move. That's pretty sweet.
Should we do have some news about upcoming shows. Should we do that now or do that after?
I'll do it now. This is a power hour, so there's no structure on this one. We do have...
There's never structure to any of them.
Okay, I'll start...
The ones that I listen to anyways, which is none of them.
This is not a structured show. If it was a structured show, it'd be bullshit. Okay, first news. First guest that we're going to have on. We're going back outside of the realm of the alien theorists. We're getting new guests on. By popular demand, we've reached out to the guy. I don't know if you've ever... If you're familiar with the podcast Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, which ended sometime last year, David Weiss, the notorious flat earth critic, not critic, flat earth believer, I guess, he's coming on. We're doing flat earth round two.
I would love to meet
Hopefully. Yay!
We all kind of know how it's going to go beforehand, but this guy actually, seems like he has different theories, and I don't think his theories are based in religion or God, as far as I can tell.
He's got some pretty solid put together theories.
I've been talking to him. Like, if you haven't listened to that podcast, it's a great show. Give it a listen. It's done now, but they're kind of like us, just definitely a little more conspiracy oriented guys. But
he's got a big following, so we're really excited to have him on the show and shoot the shit with him and coming up in the future.
Yeah, and we've been talking, and we're gonna keep it civil. There's gonna be no shouting, no yelling, just drinking. I told him he's gotta have three or four beers before he comes on. We're gonna have a nice discussion of the flat earth.
It's always fun to hear from the other side, somebody who's, got their shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I would way rather listen to his theories and like theorize along with him about these theories than those fucking crackpot flat earthers that we had on.
There was preaching. Because
there was no, they were just preaching. So if he's got a good theory that I can kind of bite on, I'm like, sure, I'll theorize along with flat earth. Are you going to get me to believe that the earth is flat?
It would take something drastic, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Something big.
But hey, who knows?
Who knows? Who really fucking knows? It's probably a hologram, so whatever.
It's all a hologram.
Second big guest coming up. We got a second big guest coming up, and this one I'm fucking...
It's gonna be fun.
I'm absolutely ecstatic that we don't know... We haven't.
Good choice.
I'm jazzed.
Jazz.
We haven't planned what we're going to talk about yet. We still need to hash out some details with him and see what we want to do. But we... Recently, someone pointed out that we got a shout on another podcast from one of the most decorated wrestling champions in history, Raven.
Raven.
And we reached out. He was like, I'd love to come on the show.
What? Really?
So we might have,
He's pretty much like, we're like, hey, we heard your shout out. Hopefully, because he said like ancient alien theorists. We're like, well, I hope you met us. He's like, yeah, I met you guys. You guys are awesome. We're like, all right, you pick a topic. And we'd love to have you on. He's like, shoot me an email. So things are looking good there. So
yeah,
that'll be fun.
Like I was ecstatic.
Dude,
it
could be our breaking into the wrestling world. You know, next thing we got the big show on, and then it's on.
Oh, I was thinking that we have him on, and then the next thing we know, we're all pro wrestlers. I see where you went with it.
ATT road to WrestleMania.
you went a different direction. But yeah, so two big guests coming up. Try to have them on before the end of the summer. I think both of them, realistically.
Flat Earth Part 2 will be coming up in the next month or
first,
so.
Yeah.
And then Raven but after that. And also, I got one more guest I never told you about.
What?
Oh, surprise.
Graham Hancock. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, tell us who Graham Hancock is.
I was trying. Because I was reading his stuff and listening to his seminars. And he's fucking awesome about all this like ancient advanced civilization that got wiped out. So I've been messaging him to get him on, but we're definitely not big enough of a podcast. So you know what? If everyone messages him and be like, hey, check this podcast out. You should come on. Maybe he will, but no, he's not coming on. But
so
I tried.
This is the guy who's coming on?
That's Raven right there. Yeah, he's fucking badass.
Fucking right, yeah.
Yeah,
sweet. Man, get him on the show.
Yeah, 100%. But we got to do that one when I'm... Well, let's try to line it up when I come back in July so we can go in... Like, I can be in studio for that one too.
Okay, let's try... I'll try and set it up for July 14th then.
Yeah, yeah, sure. And then I'll fly down for that one because, like, honestly, I think that one's going to be where I need to come to studio. Even if we can do a weekend, some weekend in July, I'll come down for that weekend. He wants to do it so that it's just him via Skype. So it makes it easier. And I think that's definitely one I want to get liquored on.
Oh, yes. It's definitely better.
I really want to.
Okay. I'm going to go buy some equipment then because I'll be in Nova Scotia at that time. And I want to be part of that one.
Yeah, you don't. You
his name in wrestling used to be Scotty Flamingo. And I want to ask him why it ever changed from Scotty Flamingo
to Raven.
Yeah, to Raven. So Scotty, like, obviously it was a good move.
Just went from one bird to another bird.
I like that. I like Scotty Flamingo. It's a great wrestling name.
Great wrestling name.
But yeah, he's. I remember playing WCW NWO Revenge on the N64. And being
Raven. I think I remember Scotty Flamingo more than I remember Raven.
Oh, I don't know if you remember Scotty Flamingo.
I definitely don't remember Scotty Flamingo.
No.
That sounds more familiar than Raven.
Raven? He was kind of grunge.
Right.
Super grunge.
He had long black hair. And
like
he's like
Raven. Grunge. Like the Raven.
Yeah. But no, he had a good, he was badass in all the old video games too. He was good. Easy special maneuver to pull off.
Yeah, so that's.
But anyway, so those are our guest news.
Is that it?
That's
all the guests?
News.
That's all the guests we got lined up at the moment. As the show grows, we're starting to get a little more recognition. We could probably get some more people on. But for now, that's what we got for the summer, at least. You want to do a UFO case of the week? See if we can beat Italian
pancakes.
I can almost guarantee that it's going to be an absolute fucking letdown after last time's Simonton's pancakes.
I can read two of them.
There's no way I pull out a fucking another gem out of the Randomatron 5000.
Hey, load up the Randomatron. We'll see what happens.
All right, I'm putting the book in. I'm just going to dial in the buttons, bang the side a little bit.
Did you calibrate it?
Come on. Yeah, just calibrating right now.
Cool. He uses punch cards.
Okay, yeah, I'm just sliding it in right now.
And stop. It rolls around again.
Come on, 100.
And oh, there it is. Is it done?
Boop.
Oh,
one second.
Okay, so UFO case file of the week. Ooh, the machine's smoking.
Shit.
Oh,
this is a. Okay, well, I've got two that are equally long that I have my thumbs on. Which one should I go, left page or right page?
Read them both.
Left side, strong
no,
side.
No, just left side. Left side? Yeah. Okay. Dapple Gray Lane, California.
Dapple Gray Lane.
Two witnesses known as John Hodges and Peter
Rodriguez
were visiting a friend at an apartment in Dapple Gray Lane, in South Los Angeles. It was 2:00 in the morning when the two witnesses apparently saw two objects like human brains on the roadway. What? The objects seemed to be alive.
What?
Each was approximately 3 feet high.
That's
Hodges
a big brain.
Drove...
3 foot brain?
Yeah, I guess so. Hodges drove Rodriguez to his home, having to pass the objects and then give me a fucking. There's no way if 3 foot brains are on the side of the road that appear to be alive, you're going to drive your buddy home.
Yeah, fuck,
you're like, oh, just drive. We'll drive you home. We'll just drive past them. It's cool. So anyway, okay, ladies. Drove him home, having to pass the objects and then returned to his own home, but arrived back realizing that he had just lost 2 hours of time.
Ooh.
Under regression hypnosis, it appears that Hodges was telepathically contacted by the entities.
What?
Telling him that they would meet again.
Were they Italian?
I don't know. I'm not.
that's just like the Futurama episode. The big brains come and fucking steal your mind from you.
They took him back in time because he found out he's his own father.
He banged his grandma. Wouldn't want to do that again.
There was also some imagery of being inside a large room where there were humanoid entities. This occurred in 1971, And John apparently met the creatures again in 1978 when he was somehow removed to the same room. The message from the entities appeared to warn Hodges of the dangers of nuclear war. Further revelation from the aliens suggested that they had been implanting small objects in the abductees to heighten psychic abilities. There are stories of implantations in abductees for various speculated reasons. In many more recent claims, it was suggested that present-day humans are the result of biological experimentation over millions of years. This case very neatly ties up the modern abductions with aspects of the ancient astronaut theory, both becoming dependent on aliens' genetic manipulation of the human race. Well, that one kind of fucking sucked.
Yeah,
that was it.
I liked the 3-foot brains at the start.
Giant foot brains. That's cool.
It started good.
Was the guy? Why were these entities like telling him about the dangers of nuclear power? Was he in the position to do something about it, or
what? Doesn't say.
Yeah, exactly. Weird.
I know. I think John Hodges is still alive. You know what? Do you think we're big enough to get Simonton on and ask him about those pancakes?
That dude's got to be dead.
He's got what time?
Is he alive?
What year was that?
He's old.
Simonton?
Look it up.
Yeah, he's. Hold on, let me go back to see if I can find the page with Simonton. 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 I know it's in here somewhere. Simonton.
Simonton. Simonton. And
Simonton Job. That's close.
Samsonite.
That's the one. It's right here on the briefcase.
It's hard. Samsonite. It doesn't say. it was 1961 that this happened, so most likely he gone.
He gone.
Because right. That picture of him with those pancakes.
You think he was buried with the pancakes? I bet he was buried
100%.
With that pancake.
Had to be. All right, Simonton. Can't get Simonton on, I don't think.
No, that's...
Anyways, no, I... One. Well, you know what? If we do a Ouija episode, you never know.
You know what? I've been
you
thinking...
never know.
We should do...
Not enough salt.
We want to do another Ouija episode. I'm going to do it in the studio, light some candles.
Let's do it recently because I'm here. Okay. Or does everybody want to come to studio besides Dan?
Well, I think the thing with that one is there can be no Skype with the Ouija. You got to be all here.
All
so it'd have to be me, Mr. Conspiracy, Byron, and Andrew, maybe. Wow, unless Brayden's been doing Brayden's back, but we'll see what happens.
But whatever. If you guys do one without me, they're always hilarious. So
yeah, we're
coming back soon, though, aren't you?
I'll be coming in July sometime.
July sometime.
All right.
Okay. Well, that was that was an absolute bust on the UFO case of the week, which we kind of called before we started. So. What time is it?
Space news!
Oh, there it is.
Everybody get up. It's time for space news. The smallest... my leg is so dead. I had my feet up and my foot fell asleep and now it's all pins and needles when I sat back up. The smallest lunar crescent in like... a decade was seen and was photographed. It was called the 1% lunar crescent, and it's honestly just a little sliver of a moon.
Like barely anything.
And if you type in Chris Scher of Payson, Arizona, and you can see his photos of the 1% crescent moon. It's pretty cool because it looks weird. Like you've never seen the moon that thin. So it was a pretty cool sight to see.
Cool.
Also, might be some auroras.
Oh,
could be some auroras tonight
for the 1% of the world who can see them.
Yeah, and by the time like you hear this, there are probably no auroras. So,
auroras.
But that's my updated on the space weather. But the crescent moon, look it up. It's a really cool picture of the 1%. Zelly, you told me you had some.
I got a couple cool things actually. Scientists are about to perform an experiment to see if the human mind is bound by physics. I don't really know exactly what they're going to do.
How do you test that?
Well, that's pretty much.
I love that I'm not smart enough to understand.
No,
I have no idea.
You know what, now that I read the title, I'm kind of like, well, I don't know why I read it, but pretty much just saying that they're going to test the theory, like the quantum theory of called quantum entanglement, which is pretty much, I guess the long and short is, entangled particles affect one another regardless of distance. So no matter what the distance is between these particles, they always, I think it goes, one's always pointing up and one's pointing down. And if you switch it, they automatically switch one up, one down, regardless of distance. So like the theory of it can pretty much beat the speed of light. And Einstein called it spooky action at a distance. I didn't read enough of that to really fucking get into that, actually, to be honest. It's just a really cool thing. ScienceAlert.com. Check it out.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up.
So what's the implications if it's not bound by physics?
We probably live in a hologram, I'm guessing. Is that what we're going to
find? Burn all my physics books.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
What a waste of money.
Yeah. Anyways.
He had a bunch of pictures of Einstein just dunce with a dunce cap on. Fuck you, Einstein.
And okay, I got we've talked about it a few times now. The alien megastructure is back at it.
Yeah,
stirring shit up.
The most famously weird star in our galaxy is acting up again on Friday, May 19th. Tabby's star, which is also called KIC 8462852, repeatedly dipped in brightness by up to 22% before returning to normal, and they still cannot figure out why. So obviously we go with that there's some alien megastructure harvesting most of the energy off that sun that like will block out portions of the light. Dyson sphere.
How far away is this?
1,400 light years. It's not that far as like galactically speaking. Yeah, it's not that far.
Yeah.
Say shoot some satellites out there.
Yeah, just we'll get there in 45 million years. Yeah.
I just want to know what's going on. Why is it so weird?
Yeah, it keeps popping up everywhere, and they cannot put like a sound theory on it. Like, oh, they're saying it's a bunch of comets, or it's like devouring a planet, or there's asteroids around it, or it's probably an alien megastructure.
That's the fun one. That's the fun one.
Yeah.
You could get like, you know, yeah, it could be a bunch of comets. It could be like just a huge cloud of comets, just like. Pass around the star or something like that, caught in like an orbit.
Yeah, but the weird thing is though, it's not on like a, because as orbits go, as like celestial movement goes, they can predict exactly once they know what's happened once or twice, and they kind of predict what happens again. And this thing is just like so sporadic in its moving.
There's something, right, something built around it. There is.
There's no pattern and rhyme or reason.
No, like, and sometimes it dips 4%, sometimes 25%, sometimes 14%. So it's like a really weird, it's an anomaly of the, like.
So if it were an alien megastructure, it could either be, I would say it's either something like either demand in power, like they have to use it for something. So like when they use it, it dims at a certain amount for a certain amount of time and then they stop. If they're siphoning off energy or something like that, or it could be like our star where it's like if there's a large coronal mass ejection or some sort of solar flare, like that's when they just siphon off the energy to either stop it from either interfering with planets in that system or something like that would be cool.
Yeah. It's weird. Cause if it's so sporadic, that means like, I think that's why the theory starts to take hold that it's like an intelligent design. Like it's not moving. Like it's define the force of gravity. It's not like going in a repeating pattern, but we obviously can't really tell. It's way too fucking far away, but it keeps dimming, and that's the third time I've seen a big article about it. So something weird is going on there. Probably aliens.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Probably something fucking weird.
Show me aliens.
You got any more space news, anybody?
Not yet. Let's see. Not really space news, UFO news. Something to look forward into in June. The Britain is planning to release their X-Files, or what they call their Britain's X-Files, after their general election. About June 18th, they're going to be releasing about 18 files on UFOs. Most of them have to do with UFOs and things like that. So that's going to be kind of something to look forward to.
Sweet.
Hmm. Man, and what was the date on that?
June 18th, I believe.
Ooh.
Cool. Have you guys ever looked at... Remember when the CIA released all... You could go search their fucking files? So yeah. I went and searched keywords like UFO, UFO sightings, all the shit, and I read these official reports of the CIA. There's some fucking good ones that we should probably almost use instead of the UFO case of the week, but it's not as fun. So I encourage everyone to go on there and search UFO, UFO encounters, and all that stuff, and read some of them. A lot of them are not explained, and there was an initial report done, and that was it. And they're like, well, we don't know what it was. We don't think it's weather phenomenon, but we don't really know. And then that was the end of the case. And there's fucking dozens of them. It was pretty cool. Wow.
And the stuff, and the thing is about the release files in the U.S., it's not just the CIA releases theirs, but that doesn't mean that they have everything. Because a lot of the stuff, you have to request a certain date, a certain thing or certain reports. I know some of them, you make not just the CIA, but the Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Forest Service, they have reports too, but you have to actually request them, which they would have a lot too, if you think about it, all that unoccupied land and stuff that goes on down there. You have a forest ranger seeing weird shit all the time. That would be a good idea.
I would love to be roaming the bushes and come across a fucking UFO. Love it.
But you felt lots of dream, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Space news.
That's some good space news.
Space news over.
Get some Earth news.
Space news over.
We got. All right. We got. Earth,
hold on.
Got
hold Earth on. News. No. No.
What?
Let Scotty. If Scotty's got any news, we're putting it in the power hour. Space news over.
It's not
power
my news.
Hour begins.
This isn't my news. This is Zelly's news.
This is on the computer.
Zelly. Yeah. We're
scrolling.
Going to YouTube and Google and shit.
You're just scrolling as we go. But anyways, now we got to say it because scientists just detected what appears to be a whole new layer inside Earth's mantle.
Yeah.
It's pretty much just saying that.
Hollow Earth.
The Hollow Earth, yeah. There
it's
you
the
go.
Hollow Earth right there. It's pretty much just saying that there's an extra little portion of the tectonics that we didn't really realize was happening. So.
Sweet.
It's 18 pages long, so it's I can't huge. Read the whole thing right now.
It's huge.
Power Hour continues. We're just going to rip through a whole bunch of stuff, I think, now.
All right, Scotty, what do you got?
Scotty, what do you... He's got fucking nothing.
I got nothing, boys. No, I nodded to Zelly to keep going through his pages because...
What were you talking about? Hold on, what were you talking about earlier about some underwater earth wall?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so on Google Maps, you can look at anything, and they found structures and stuff like that underwater because they look on Google Maps, and you can now 3D, you can see all the way around it, see how tall it is and stuff like that. And so when they went and looked, they ended up finding what they were looking at. So now they found a wall, and a wall that's at the bottom of the ocean. It stretches all the way around the planet, and it is perfect. When you're looking at it with a 3D image, it's perfect.
Keep those damn ocean Mexicans out of our country.
Yeah.
there was already a wall.
Was it
this damn Atlanteans coming up here and taking all our jobs?
Yeah.
Was it on a steady latitude around the whole thing?
It's dead straight. It's a dead straight wall.
It's a straight ridge around the whole planet.
Yes.
Does it go across from the ocean onto the land too?
It doesn't. No, it doesn't touch land once. It's all just throughout the ocean.
It's under ocean.
Let me pull this up again.
Okay, so no,
does it
I see.
A
like
certain
it,
latitude,
it,
or is it?
Yeah,
just
like it goes up. It goes up between Canada and Russia. Oh yeah, I'm looking at the video of it pulling up. It's kind of
some different.
Kind of interesting.
And it's they've found other anomalies with what they're looking at, Oh, this is a weird 3D shaped object under the water. Let's go take a look. And then they're finding pyramids and weird fucking weird shit.
It is a little weird. It's it looks like a ripple. It looks like a ripple in the almost the tectonic plates. I don't know if there's two there, if that's a fault line. Well, I know it does look like a, like he's doing the 3D moving around, and it looks like a pretty raised wall. But he's, what he's doing is he's making it rough so you can see it better. But I think it's more of a mound, but it is still straight and goes all along this line. It's
a long way.
Cool, actually. Yeah, like so it goes past, like, between Russia and Canada.
I'm going to say look it up.
Hashtag goes past New Zealand.
All right.
And it's all kind of the same on Google Maps. Like, it all looks the same. What happens when it does hit land somewhere, though? Hits land in Europe. How the fuck does this... I don't even get how this thing... What kind of line this thing's going. It's actually kind of cool. But what... Like, honestly, why the fuck would there be a wall? I just think it's a raised, like, lip in the tectonic plates. Because, like, what... You can't give me a reason for a wall.
No, I can't. I can't. But a raised lip all the way around the planet in the tectonic
plates? You should try to give me a reason for a wall.
What's the reason for the wall?
Fucking... Millions of years ago, there wasn't water where we have oceans now. There's some fucking creatures and built the wall, kept them out.
built
the wall.
And we're destined to make the same mistakes, eh? And
well,
not us. Now we're building walls.
A little south from us, we're going to make that mistake.
Now we're building more walls. Oh, that's hilarious.
It's funny.
I can't take a lot of what Google Maps puts on there as serious when they have, like, if you type in Rille, which is the city from H.P. Lovecraft's Call of Cthulhu, if you type that in, it shows up and it has 261 reviews.
Well,
it's an ancient, it's a made up ancient underwater city, and it's hilarious. The reviews are pretty funny. If you look it up, it's pretty funny. R'Lyeh. It's, yeah, should look it up. It's funny.
Google Maps.
Google it.
Good time.
Map it.
Google it.
Hashtag Google.
There's always weird structures, man. It's like, it's kind of cool. I've gone, like, if you guys ever typed in like weird structures on Google Earth and just like taken a peek at them.
Yeah, I definitely have seen some weird stuff on there.
Yeah, like they have like, they got like 25 weird finds and like all sorts of different things.
I mean, a lot of it is it's impressive to see how much stuff is coming up after we have stuff like Google Earth, and you have people who didn't before, you know, have access to satellite imaging, and you got kids that are like, you know, 15, 16 year old, finding ancient lost Aztec cities, you know, it's pretty, I think a lot more stuff will pop up.
Yeah. I remember that kid. He like found it based on like astrological alignment. He's like, there should probably be something there. And he looked on Google Earth, like, oh shit, there's something there.
And it pops up. Like, stuff will move a little bit. Cause I mean, the stars don't stay completely instead over, you know, 1,000 years or something. They move a little bit. But if you kind of, you know, shift them back, that's what those, archaeo astronomers do. But if you do that, like, yeah, a lot of this stuff lines up, and like, you can find, like, they find areas in the jungle that look like they've been, you know, artificially shaped. They'll find like squares and things like that, areas that don't look, you know, natural. And,
yeah,
and
we're looking at some pictures of we're shit like that shit right now, and there's some fucked up shit, man. There's some weird
man
shapes.
I found, okay,
Hamid,
how safe is Kazakhstan to travel to, you think?
Not super safe.
I probably wouldn't go.
Well, no, because no, honestly, it's probably not as dangerous as they'll tell you. But I mean, it's not as safe as walking around downtown Kelowna, BC here in Canada. Yeah. So
what if we go there and we're just talk like my wife?
Yeah, we'll get shot.
Yeah, we're dead. Definitely dead.
King of the castle.
There's a 1,200 foot diameter pentagram.
Yeah.
Etched into the earth.
Yeah, we
were
that.
Looking at it. It's big.
Like, it's, you know, big. Where we got to do, you know where we have to do the.
Yeah, but like, what else
port.
Do they have to do in Kazakhstan?
Well, I'm just saying that's huge. Like, do you think they're building that knowing that, like, okay, this is perfect? Because it looks like, because I'm going to say, if it was done by a person, the lines are pretty clean. Like, they don't look that off.
Somebody marked that out. Spent the time to survey the land.
It could be that hard with like just semi-modern technology. You could do
it. Did their angles?
Well, anything like straight line like that is, I don't know. I think you could do it, maybe, but
it's 1,200 meters, 1,200 feet.
People could pull off the Nazca lines. If you could pull off that, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did people easy. Pull off the Nazca lines?
Probably.
I think so. They're pretty shitty drawings.
Yeah, that's what I was
Okay, I got something to say about the Nazca. I got something to say about the Nazca lines. I've been this guy Graham Hancock, who I've been fucking talking about now for like three fucking podcasts. I finished his book, Fingerprints of the Gods, and
you got the other one, Magicians of the Gods.
Magicians of the Gods just came out. Yeah, I haven't read that one yet, but so he's pretty much saying he went to Nazca. He's been to like every fucking ancient site in the world, and in Nazca, as far as like the geologists are concerned, the ones that are super complicated, those Nazca lines, they say they're dated they think they're older than the newer ones, which are like a little shittier and smaller and like less. So same as the pyramids, like the pyramids are like the Great Pyramid and shit are like fucking technological marvels, and then there's newer temples and shit that were built in whatever they think of like 1,000 or 2,000 years earlier, which have now crumbled to nothing and the Great Pyramids are still standing. So pretty much his argument is there. People have like trying to replicate either the Nazca lines, the pyramids, to a civilization that built them before who were actually way better at doing them. So all the newer Nazca lines and shit are way shittier and smaller, but the ones they think they're older are way better and way bigger. So like, because people think like humans have evolved like on a linear scale, right? Like, oh, we were cavemen smashing rocks together. Oh, well, we discovered some fire, and then we got this. We got copper tools or stone tools, and then copper tools, and then oh, we got a wheel, like that kind of thing. But pretty much everything he's finding, and especially in his books, he's pretty much saying like humans. It's not like a linear thing. It's like a cyclical thing. Like they get really advanced and we drop off, and we get really advanced and we drop off, and then like the pyramids and the Nazca lines are rediscovered by like civilizations maybe who knows how long after, and then they're try to copy and they're never as good, and then now the technology is pretty much just gone.
And they're like, oh, so they're just so shitty at making them.
Yeah, I mean,
you fucked up another one.
Make it again.
I mean, the pyramids are built that they would, they're almost like, I mean, they're pyramids, they're like the perfect structure. They built them so they would be weather resistant or things like that. And they've been around for what, like 3,000 years? I mean, if you look at like how long it would take for like a modern skyscraper to degrade, you're looking at somewhere between 10,000 to 20,000 years. And if you're trying to go back even farther than that, I mean, there could have been civilizations here, or I mean, some other scientists are saying there could have been civilizations on other planets like Venus or Mars. And if it only takes like 10 to 20,000 years for a skyscraper that we built to degrade, and that's like ideal conditions, that's Earth conditions, which are, you know, they're pretty normal. If you look at freaking Venus, which is just like a hell house of just, you know, superstorms, boiling mercury. Same thing with Mars, that has no atmosphere, and there's just these huge storms that just travel around the planet, or you know, sandstorms that can just wipe out anything, can scour, could take a skyscraper apart. I mean, it's not hard to think that there was civilizations around and just all the stuff that they had, just a million years would just all be gone. You know, or we wouldn't, it'd be buried somewhere that we wouldn't be able to find it for right now.
Yeah, it's fucking super crazy. We kind of talked about it last case file. The way we build now, like pretty much most of our houses, well, North America for sure, are all wood structures. And then so like you put a roof on it and you seal it with a building envelope, like either stucco or siding or fucking whatever else, brick or whatever. As soon as the brick fails or the siding fails and water starts getting in, the building fucking goes down really quick. Within like, say right now my house, my roof started leaking and I didn't do anything about it. After like 20, 30 years, the house is like fucking rotted. After 100 years, it's pretty much nothing left but the foundation and like everything falls. After a few hundred years, it's gone. And even our like skyscrapers are made of concrete, which will last forever. It's pretty much stone. But as soon as, if there's one earthquake or something like this, as soon as one part of the building fails, the rest of the building will come down not that far after.
Yeah.
But like these pyramids, there was a huge earthquake in, I think in the 90s in fucking, in Egypt. And the pyramid was untouched. Like these things are fucking earthquake proof. And these.
Yeah, they're tanks.
Yeah, they're fucking, they're earthquake proof, and this is supposed to be built by a civilization that had just, like, one of the first civilizations. Like, we had just discovered farming and agriculture and all this shit, and all of a sudden you're building these, like, technical, like, engineering marvels.
Yeah.
No.
Like, it's like, you need, like, thousands of years to develop the technology to build a building like this that can withstand its own, like, millions and millions of tons. Somebody, and have chambers and like all this shit. It's crazy.
Somebody came
they're like,
to visit.
They're specifically
and held their hand
designed
to it.
For the Earth. They're yeah. specifically designed. They're tailored to the Earth.
Tailored to the Earth.
I mean, it's a, it's not putting down on like. I mean, even if people did build the pyramids, which is pretty amazing. I mean, it's just to think that they had that, that they developed that knowledge from the beginning of their civilization, which couldn't have been more than like a couple, like a thousand years or something. Man, you know. Like the basic principles of just of construction and things like that, where you could get these rocks to slide into place, you know, perfectly. And I mean, saying that they came up with all that knowledge on their own is it's I mean that for me it's just hard to believe on its own.
It's fucking it's mind boggling that a civilization who just started. Yeah, I'm drinking. Right, I'm drinking right now. I'm three beers in. So Graham Hancock's pretty much saying that these pyramids were, when they were built, or whatever purpose they were built for, they were built for like humans such as ourselves to find them because they're just like awe-inspiring. So say like we're a civilization and like, well, fuck, we know our time's up like soon. And like, okay, to preserve our knowledge, we are going to build these like the epitome of all our knowledge put into one building. So if we ever come back in thousands of years, we'll be like, like instantly interested in this building, like what is this, how did they build it, who built it, like how long ago, and the theory on
then,
that is
all your and then yeah all your fucking information's hidden in the walls, like in the actual construction of it.
Yeah, and then when people start looking at it, they're like, oh man, this building is not just like, it's not just a temple, like this thing is like perfectly aligned, it's perfectly built, everything's perfectly put together with like millions of blocks of stones that are different sizes and they interlock in like crazy patterns that we could not do today. You're like, man, like, what the fuck? This is not like primitive fucking skin wearing or like animal skin wearing copper chisel type technology. This is like fucking advanced
mathematics, yeah, physics. Yeah. Like, it's not coincidence. There's too many coincidences with the pyramids for it to be just purely coincidence.
Yeah, we've talked about it before. Like, I think, I think the pyramids were, it was Khufu, Khafre and Menkaure, the three pyramids. Those are the three pharaohs, I think, built those pyramids because they found like a little bit of graffiti in the pyramids, like on them. But if you go with all other pharaohs, like because those pharaohs that built the pyramids, which they say are like the early dynasty, like the late, like fucking like 4000 BC, like wave, like fucking a long fucking time ago, and the newer temples, which like King Tut and like all these other fucking pharaohs, they build like their tombs, right, that are hidden underground, that they weren't supposed to be found, and eventually like tomb robbers found them and robbed them. Like it's like a degradation of like technology from the old pharaohs of like pre-dynasty Egypt to the new dynasty Egypt, where they were building like these small pyramids that crumbled and these temples that crumbled. They're trying to replicate what was been built like way before they were there. That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's a whole different civilization.
Like a whole different civilization, which they came back and like you had the Incas, the Mayans, the Aztecs, and like they call them like the Olmecs before the Aztecs and shit, which they don't know anything about them. All these civilizations all over the world had these like advanced ancient building techniques that seem to be just vanished and lost overnight. It's fucking crazy.
I wonder what happened.
Right? What happened?
Well, it ties it back into like everything we've done is just like you kind of tied it in nicely. You came back around like to the Nazca lines we were talking about. It's like all the shitty ones are us trying to knock them off.
Yeah. So there was something that was built way before people were here, and now we're just like, oh, we could probably do that too.
Well, not necessarily before people are here, but okay, let's because most people cannot get on board with aliens coming here, right? So let's put the aliens on pause. Humans just advanced to a point where we were that technologically advanced and we're reset by a cataclysm.
Well, not even just like, it doesn't have to be like a natural cataclysm or something like a meteorite. I mean, just look at the fact of like the Dark Ages, like how much knowledge was lost when like you had like a pretty much a continent spanning civilization, like the Roman Empire just fall apart. due to infighting and things like that. Like when that fell apart, we lost so much information and so much stuff that just like got, you know, looted or burned and are, you know, labeled by as heretical or things like that. You lost a lot of information from the Roman Empire.
Right.
I mean, things like that. We reset our, yeah, I would say like we do reset ourselves. Like we just get to a point sometimes and you're just like, I think maybe it's like where religion and science just come into too much conflict. And then it's just, you know, either one wins out or we end up losing a lot of information. It just happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. But Kate, now after reading all the shit, I've been researching a lot about the end of the last ice age. They've unearthed now in like northern Siberia woolly mammoths that seem to be flash frozen with food still in their mouth, right?
Yeah.
And they cannot comprehend how like an animal could freeze to death so quickly in a region where they've been living forever with food, like organic material still in their mouth and stomach. So like they just had a fucking bite to eat and a couple of hours later, all of a sudden the temperature dropped 40 degrees.
And they freeze solid.
Was it day after tomorrow shit or whatever?
Yeah, that so movie where it like something yeah. something happened on the Earth. Like all science and like geologists, like they acknowledge that about 12,000 years ago, at the end of the last ice age, something like catastrophic happened that caused like rapid climate change, and this like killed off all those like saber-toothed tigers and the mammoths and the fucking mastodons and all these like ancient bears, like, all like fucking died off really really quick, not that long ago. And no one has a solid theory on like what would cause like people to be flash frozen, and like all of a sudden, because they can tell, geologists can tell that Siberia was not covered in an ice cap in the ice age. Ice age was like more North America side, so saying like the Earth was actually like tilted a little bit different. But we come back, and then it comes back to that Earth shifting crust, like crust displacement theory, where like
throws it out,
where just like the weight of the ice caps actually like cause the whole planet like crust to slip a little bit, right, really really quickly. And that actually would account for like flash frozen, because all of a sudden you're in like a temperate climate, maybe it's like 10 or 15 degrees, and the Earth's fucking crust shifts and all of a sudden you're in minus 40 really quickly. That's like the only thing that can kind of account for this flash frozen like mammoths, who like they were fucking woolly mammoths and they're mastodons and shit, these huge like hairy elephant type beasts that were made for cold weather, all of a sudden they're fucking frozen solid. It's pretty crazy.
It is nuts. It's nuts to think about.
So I got one. So like now that we're everything, like we're trying to plan that big Mars mission.
Yeah.
And they
hell off this planet.
If you look at like an aerial photo of like the Giza pyramids, and like there's three volcanoes on Mars.
Okay.
And they're spaced so similarly apart from each other, and they just think they're volcanoes because that's what they deduced from like looking at the bottom. Who knows? Ow! Fuck!
Fuck off, cat!
Get out of here, little shit!
Fuck off, Luna!
Just come and bit me,
you little bitch!
And then she and then if you look at them, they look to be in the same like
configuration.
When you actually look, yeah, and even there's a fourth, and when you look at overhead pyramid of Giza, like there's something in the other area that looks it's quite a striking resemblance. And then when you look at the math between like the distance between the shapes, the distance ratio between the pyramids is 1.13 millimeters apart, and then the volcanoes
looking from space.
Oh, okay, right.
No, like they like measure the photo, right? The same ratio.
Yeah.
And the distance between the like these three volcanoes that are in the same line position and same shape, and the pyramids, the volcanoes are 1.1 apart, 1.11, and the pyramids are 1.13. Like they're so close. And then people say that it has. People believe it's something to do with the Orion's belt. Yeah. So it's like maybe that's like Orion's, like maybe there's like a galactic committee out of Orion's belt, and that's their calling card.
Yeah, like you keep seeing that like same resemblance, right?
It's like like the three in the angle.
And I know like the other like the debunking side is like, oh, you can find relationships in anything, right? Oh yeah, those mounds there look like that because you want them to look like that, and you're trying to make the connection in your brain. But like at the same time, when the coincidence when they start building up, right? You're like, is your mind just like wanting to see it, or is there actually like, was there actually maybe possibly a civilization on Mars a long time ago? Like if we got one rover on the fucking surface of Mars, Mars is what?
There's more than that. We got, there's other
is
shit.
There, how many rovers are on Mars?
I don't know. I think there's a few.
I think there's only one. As far as I know, there's only one.
The entire population of Mars is one robot.
Yeah. So like if you have one robot explore, like it can only go like what? Maybe 4 or 5 kilometers a day. It can only travel when the sun's on it. You can't really explore that much of Mars. It's a smaller planet than the Earth, but it's still fucking massive on the scale of one.
Yeah, I mean, there's parts of Earth that if you put a rover on and you drove around for a couple, you still will see anything.
So here's the thing.
Okay, we've got
how many rovers are on Mars?
Yeah.
Number one, Spirit rover. MER-A, United States, landed 2004. Opportunity rover.
Is dead,
though. I thought those broke.
What do you mean it's dead?
I think that rover died, didn't it?
What do you mean it died? It was on Mars?
Like it doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't work anymore. They lost contact with it.
I think we're confusing him by saying died and robots don't die. It doesn't work anymore. It's broken.
Okay,
it broke.
Because they only have like a lifespan of so long. What's
the question? There's been a few
rovers
that are
on
Mars.
Than one.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But there's only one that's sending pictures back.
There's only one functional rover.
One functional.
Yeah. Which is the Mars... the Science Laboratory? Yeah, the Curiosity rover. That's the one that's out there right now.
That's the one we're seeing the pictures from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or are we seeing the pictures?
It's all a conspiracy.
No, but yeah, there's
or
like,
maybe it was Martians from the area of those three volcanoes, and they came, and they built these things on Earth to kind of mimic their homeland.
Perhaps. Yeah, they might have. I could see that happening.
Man, you just know there's more fucking secrets to
like we just
fucking pyramids. We just don't.
There's two things to it. You could either be like, aliens came to Earth and built structures mimicking the way that they build things on Mars, or that it kind of just happened that we both Mars and Earth had civilizations that built up, we built structures to mimic the stars because we get to look at.
And see, that's the simple explanation that makes way more sense now is that, we see the same, like we would see essentially the same stars.
Right. Yep. But it still does lead to the conclusion that there was intelligent life over there, that there was intelligence behind structures on Mars. A lot of scientists are now getting on board, or at least a couple are getting on board with there could have been a civilization on Mars like a couple million years ago, and they might have existed and they might have been wiped out by something.
By nuclear war.
By their own nuclear war, by their own hands, or it could have been. I don't think people think about it a lot, but it's like if you think about the way the solar system works, the way the galaxy works in itself, it's like we're just a rock like spinning through the universe. Following the gravitational pull of the sun, and there's a lot of stuff out there just spitting through space. Like it's not just like in our solar system. Like there are giant meteors and things like that, and they come through every couple million years, which is not that long in like galactic time or galactic relative time. We think of like 100 years as a long time, but in like an Earth or like a geological time, that's like a nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Right, and it's like you can have like giant clouds of huge meteors or whatever, like truck sized meteors or things like that can come flying through a solar system and just smack into these planets, and it's like a lot of what we like how we survive in our solar system is just luck. Like, it's just we haven't gotten hit by anything, and it's like we're pretty lucky. When you have other planets, like you, when you had Jupiter, because it's such a big target, like when they had their big asteroid impacts like a couple of years ago, we're just lucky it's not us, you know.
Not just
taking one for the team. Yeah. Saturn.
Yeah. Thanks, Jupiter. Yeah. Okay, we're on the theory of Mars. We got a question on Facebook from actually the drummer of my band, Josh Evans. What are your opinions on the theory presented by Dr. John Brandenburg that there was previous life on Mars which was wiped out by a nuclear explosion? This theory primarily states that there was ancient life on Mars at one time and was massacred by some alien species or some type of alien war or something like that.
You think you would have found some a little bit more evidence than that.
Well, you think, like...
You're landing rovers there. You're taking pictures. You think you would have seen something.
No, but if we come back to it again, one rover, say it was a million years ago. I don't know what the half-life is on, like, nuclear isotope. Like, I don't think it's a million years. I think it's maybe, like...
A couple hundred.
Yeah. I think, let's just go with our math. Say it was 10,000 years as the half-life, and then after 40,000 years, like, it's completely gone. You're never going to see, like, remnants of nuclear explosions, say, a million years or, like, something like that. Like, it's fucking long gone. But this guy...
Even if you did see radiation, I mean, you'd have interference from, because, you know, Mars doesn't really have an atmosphere. So everything is kind of radioactive from any kind of cosmic rays or, you know, even the sun itself, UV radiation, like you wouldn't be able to really tell.
Does Mars have a magnetic field like Earth to save, like stop the fucking radiation?
I don't think so.
Have we ever seen like auroras or anything like that off Mars?
I know you've seen auroras on like Jupiter and Saturn and stuff, but yeah. I've never seen on.
Fuck, I haven't even seen auroras on Earth.
They don't exist, buddy. You've been fooled this whole time.
Hologram theory.
Yeah, I don't know. So like, I think honestly, that's complete straight speculation. But why not? If Mars is in the habitable zone and they can kind of tell that it once maybe had an atmosphere and it does have water on it, frozen or not, sometimes it's flowing, the ingredients are there for life similar to Earth, right? It's in the same habitable zone. If it has water, it could have had an atmosphere at one time, might have been stripped off by who knows what. But I don't know. Mars is actually, it's also like a lot smaller than Earth. So maybe the gravity of planet just couldn't keep the atmosphere for long enough to really.
Yeah, it could have. I mean, it could have been anything. Like, I think they theorized at one time, like, you know, there are a couple things that could probably get rid of the atmosphere. I mean, you do have like large scale like nuclear apocalypse, like that could happen, or you could just have like a passing meteor or something that passed so close that it just ripped off the atmosphere. Like that could happen.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah.
I've also heard the theory before, like, say you had a high percentage of oxygen on your planet and a meteor hit, made a huge explosion. What's to stop that, like, all, because oxygen is super flammable. What's to stop the fucking whole atmosphere of just fucking exploding like a fucking oxygen bomb?
Oh, it'd have to be, like, really high. Like, pure oxygen is really flammable, but what we breathe, like, our air is not all oxygen. It's, like, oxygen, nitrogen. Like a mix.
No, it's not. But it is flammable because when that's the main part of the reaction, right? When you fucking strike a match, like the oxygen is really what burns it. If there's no oxygen, it won't burn.
Right.
But yeah, I don't.
But if you go higher up in the atmosphere, it's like I guess.
I don't know. Like that's
well. I mean, that was the big worry. That was the big worry about when they set off the nuclear bomb, like the first A bomb. Like they were worried about that. They're like, we're gonna set the atmosphere on fire. We're all gonna fucking die. And then,
but they did it anyway.
U.S. military is like, let's do it. I don't care.
That's fucking mind boggling. They're like, this might kill everyone instantly.
Yep.
Fuck it. Let's try it.
We're going to do
like,
it.
But it's scary because there's people out there just trying things that they're like, maybe this will fuck everything up. Like the hydrogen collider. They're like, we don't know what we could do.
If you subscribe to the idea. Hole
on the surface of the planet. But
well, if you subscribe to the idea of like quantum physics, like everything is possible.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, that's kind of like the idea, as I understand it, behind quantum physics is like everything is probable. There is a probability to everything, and that like there's a probability that you could, you know, simply vanish and reappear on the moon. It's a very small probability, but we average it out because we're large, you know, we're large masses and made up of billions of atoms. But like, you know, any type of electron or things like that, they can disappear and appear in one spot. They can be anywhere. And that's the idea between quantum physics. So there always is that possibility that weird things can happen. Yes, we could make a black hole. I mean, that's a very small possibility, though. But, you know,
it's still a possibility.
Well, it's so crazy because, like the quantum theory is like electrons exist in every possible place they could ever exist simultaneously.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like that just opens up like a fucking whole can right there. Could be fucking.
It's a big can.
Honestly, I keep coming back to that double slit experiment. I've explained it before, where particles act like small marbles,
right?
Or if you're not, if you're not watching them, then they act like fucking full on like wave frequency.
Right. By observing it, you're changing the probability.
Yeah, like you're pretty much consciously changing the outcome of the experiment by observing it. And if you don't, then it pretty much experiences every outcome that it can at the same time. So it's fucking like that. That goes into
mind bottling right there.
Yeah, fucking damn right it does. I'm gonna have a little sip there. But yeah, so
a little sippy poo.
I don't know. That's just like we're gonna do. That sounds like an empty can right there.
There's a few empty cans.
Here now, starting to slur a bit. I got to go play a show in about 2 hours here, so I should probably just take it easy.
That's why I'm on 12
packs. Mr. Conspiracy has got like 7 beers sitting beside him right now. Oh, I had 4, 3.
You had 3. It was 4.
Are you you're just crushing beer? I have one more. Anyways.
That's crazy.
So yeah, we went on a good tangent there. It's like the possibilities are endless, but
all right, before you make me just sound like a fucking alcoholic, I'm on time off. This is my vacation.
He's been working for a month straight.
Long time.
It's time for a few years.
Did a full month off. Sorry, a full month on.
Hey, now girls just want to have fun.
Exactly. Dan, you're 100% on. You know exactly what I want.
Dan had to wake up at like fucking 7 o'clock to do this podcast. So.
I just woke up.
Anyways, boys, we got to start wrapping this one up.
Okay, let's... What do you want?
Let's shoot out to... I mean, we made a post on Facebook. Shoot Mr. Conspiracy some questions to ask. I'll try and get back to him.
Okay.
We'll see what happens, though.
I haven't checked Twitter at all, so hold on. I think I posted something that said AMA.
Ask Mr. Conspiracy your questions, and I'll get back to you. I'll let you know what I think.
Yeah, ask whatever you want. I mean, he'll try his best to answer them.
only on Facebook though.
Yeah, that's it.
Any shoutouts?
Twitter shoutouts. I do have one. Fuck, I lost it. Oh, here it is. I got it here.
So say Sean Hale.
Okay, say something first. I gotta get back to this one here. You got something?
Okay. Yeah. So I've recently signed us up for Snapchat.
Right.
I'm working on getting better at it and doing more stuff, but I'm going to do my favorite snapper of the week.
Favorite sends us snapper snaps. Of the week. All right, sweet. Yeah, let's do it.
People send us things on Snapchat? What is Snapchat?
Yeah, some people do. Yeah, they'll be like, send us funny things or pictures.
I thought you said Instagram.
No, Snapchat.
Oh, what is this Instagram?
So I'm actually gonna give it. I'm gonna give it to two people. One is Sean Vlogs. I actually recognize him from. I think he has this on Twitter as well.
I was just gonna fucking give that guy a shout out too. That's the guy I'm talking about.
Really?
Shawnee Vlogs on YouTube. He's got a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And I haven't actually looked at it. But this is what we do. We help our fans. We shout them out. He doesn't have very many plays on YouTube, but I think he does pretty much conspiracy videos and
hashtag look him up.
Look him up.
He was like, I guess we were talking about those lights in Australia, and he was sending us pictures of the mountains where they're like normally seen on Snapchat, which was pretty cool. Right. So yeah, go check hashtag look up Sean Vlogs.
Shawnee
Vlogs. And then the other person is who always messages us and is always seeming to talk about our podcast is Shay Coons. Shay Coons, thanks for all your nice snaps of saying you're listening to our podcast. And then I also wanted to get a shout out to another podcast that I've been kind of talking to on Twitter, and I actually really like their new, the Canadian True Crime Podcast.
Right.
Which is that about hilarious because it's narrated by an Australian.
That's a Canadian True Crime Podcast.
Yeah, which kills me every time, but the podcast is really fucking good. Really good. So if you like true crime like me, subscribe to the Canadian True Crime Podcast. It's a great show, well produced. There's no maple syrup ones. If she's listening, you should do the maple syrup heist of Ontario in 2009 or whatever it was.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
That's a real thing. Oh my God, your country is.
That's a big deal, man. That's news in Canada, buddy.
But that's all the shout outs I have to give.
Okay, I got Zell's prolapse of the week. It's going out to Victoria Kaplatskis. I don't know. She's from Australia. She messaged me a bunch on Facebook, giving us some good. She had actually a UFO encounter, and yeah, she's been a fan for a while, and yeah, she gets Zell's prolapse of the week. And yeah. Now we got the shirts. The fucking shirts, man. I tell you something. I should take a course or something on website design because it would probably benefit me to try and just struggle and set up shopping carts and shit because it doesn't work. I can't fucking make it work. So the girls' shirts are still available. The girls' El Nasty Tanks are available. You cannot get them on the website, unfortunately. And we still have quite a few left because no one can buy them. So
there's a lot of
money. I don't know exactly what we're gonna do with this conundrum we're in here.
PayPal.
Well, why don't we do the
El Nasty tank tops? Perfect for summer. You take them. Great conversation piece to go to those outdoor barbecues.
Fuck yeah,
they are nice. Yeah, they are nice. They're good.
They're a good quality. They're a tribe blend weave. It's like cotton, polyester, and a little bit of spandex. They barely shrink, and they're gonna last you pretty long. They fucking know what?
As long as the pyramids.
Show your support for the undiscovered hominids out there.
Exactly. You know. Yeah. So if you want a shirt, message us on Twitter, Facebook, at Alien Theorists, at Truth Is Out There. Or
we'll contact you or send us an email
at alientheorists.com. We will contact you. I'll probably just give it to you for cost, which cost is actually $20 Canadian. Because we want to get rid of these shirts so we can do the next round. And, yeah, because obviously...
The more we get out there, the more people see it, and, you know.
I think the next T-shirt will be... I've been thinking about maybe doing the next T-shirt as a generic one that's always available so people can always buy a shirt, and then we'll just continue to do runs of fan-made shirts that only one run and it's done.
I like the fan-made shirts. I like that idea. Make your own design, send it in. We'll make a T-shirt, one round out of it.
Yeah, I like
20, 50, 100 shirts. Everybody buys them.
But no, we should.
That's all you get.
We should make a shirt with that, with our new logo.
Yeah, I think we're going to make a shirt, maybe a shirt with our logo, and that'll always be available, so you can always buy it. But then the collector items will be the one edition, 50 prints max, and that's it. Because that's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to do. So if we ever do meet any of the fans and they're wearing one of the shirts, like, fuck yeah, you're one of 50 people in the whole world to have that shirt.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's cool about it.
More than 50.
I only made 50 shirts each time.
Yeah, how many times have we done it now, though?
Twice.
Yeah, but it's different shirts, right?
Different shirts,
so there's
each
only
time, fifty. There's 50 only 50 of each run.
There's only 50 El Nasty shirts. That's it.
Buy them. Buy them. Everyone who's listening, buy them. Anyways. Start a new round.
By the next podcast, if I still haven't figured out a shopping cart or something like that, I guess I just quit the podcast. It's over.
What?
It's done.
This guy had to end it.
Peace out.
Drive me crazy.
Drop the mic.
Anything else?
No. We wanted to do this week the New World Order, but honestly, this conspiracy is so big. And there's so much information. I actually don't.
I mean,
think
you got Hollywood Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
I read for a few hours, and
time for conspiracies.
Oh yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah, it says like the New World Order is
talking about the New World Order. Yeah,
space is the place. It's honestly, it says the
180 degrees.
Another 180
degrees. Listen, brother. Listen, brother. You gotta eat your vitamins. I've been living
cream.
On the prayers, vitamins,
the
and the Hulkamania.
Rise to the top.
If anybody has seen the YouTube, you need to look up on YouTube the video of Macho Man Randy Savage on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. That is freaking hilarious.
Is awesome. It good?
It's so funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's pretty much the end of the podcast. So as we always say,
time to wrap this one up. Yeah. Keep talking about alien theories do rising.
On the sky.
Oh my God, it's over.